Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. This goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. It is Open Line Fridays here on the show, so you can call about whatever you want. I'll take your calls today, 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. We've got a lot of news to talk about here today as well. Thursday is my viewing night for a lot of things, and so today I have seen Lucha Underground with Aztec Warfare and the new Lucha Underground champion, Sexy Star. I've watched NXT. Obviously, tomorrow, Saturday, is NXT TakeOver. We got a lot of big matches there, including Samoa Joe and Shinsuke Nakamura for the NXT title. Finals of the Dusty Rhodes Invitational. Asuka versus Mickie James, which Jim in Virginia has given a 50-50. That's his odds. 50-50 that Mickie James will walk away with the women's title of NXT. Have all sorts of news from UFC. WWE's got a sale that they're doing, if you want to call it a sale. But we've got some details on, basically, a lot of people have been canceling, some have been getting free months, and some have not. And WWE has clarified why that is. We'll tell you about that here today on the show. And much, much more as well. No Dr. Lucha today. He's got a holiday party. But he'll be back on the program next week to talk all of the news from AAA, CMLL, Lucha Underground, etc. But again, Open Line Fridays, if you want to give us a call, it is 844-411-5411. And you can send your text messages to 425-780-7566. We already have callers on the line, so we're going to kick it off after the break. Wrestling Observer Live, you're on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
The holidays, a time for festive gatherings with friends and...
Uncle Alvin?
Surprise!
Family. When having family stay with you gets a little too close for comfort, make Vantage Hotels Family of Brands your spare guest room. Save 15% when you stay now through December 29th and book at VantageHotels.com. With 1,100 locations, including America's and Canada's Best Value Inn, we have room for everyone on your list, even Uncle Alvin.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. For film lovers, it's that moment in the movie when the song starts playing and the scene takes on a kind of new and more memorable life. As rock music lovers, many of us will most likely have our favorite movie moments when a song took our breath away. How about Pulp Fiction's Twist Contest or the moment Meatloaf roared his motorcycle into Dr. Frankenfurter's lab? Join me, Carrie Cooper, over at focusonrock.com for a deep dive into rock music in movies.
This holiday season, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center.
with deals like a Schecter Demon 6 guitar for just $349, a Blackstar 40-watt combo amp $149, or an American Audio PA for $129. Save up to 25% on gear in every department and make spirits bright for every musician on your list.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Guitar Center's holiday kickoff, going on now, in-store and online.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace from Doctor Approved Medical at little to no cost. Many people are now using our brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and feel relief that they haven't had in years. Don't let your back pain get worse. Call 800-507-1148. Call now and get free shipping plus a free, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. A lot of stuff to talk about here today. Open Line Fridays. We'll take your phone calls here in a bit. 844-411-5411 is the phone number. Whatever is on your mind today. You can always stay on topic. I won't yell at you. But whatever you want to talk about is fair game. Wednesday night was the Lucha Underground Aztec Warfare. Sexy Star is the champion. We talked about it yesterday. I have now seen it. Mike, have you seen this yet?
I have not. Is it worth Jim and Virginia's grand praise?
His grand praise? I don't think he's praising this.
No, he's not? Okay.
I mean, maybe he is. The match
Did he watch the rest of the show?
The match? That's the only match. It's one match on the show.
Oh, okay. I thought he said something about... Oh, never mind. Go ahead.
The match itself was a good match. It wasn't a great match. It was not as good as the very first Aztec Warfare. That was a legendary match. This one was good. I mean, by about man 14, 15 or so, they were starting to scratch the bottom of the barrel. Mascarita Sagrada was in there. He was killed immediately. Famous B. Random geeks coming out. Seemed that there was not the level of talent. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But at the end of the day, Sexy Star won the title. And now that I've seen it with my own eyes, it's not that she's a woman, it's that she's no good.
Ouch.
No. What do you mean, ouch?
Good.
I didn't say she was the worst wrestler in the world.
Just that she's no good.
I mean, she may be, but...
No.
Here's the thing. If there was only one world title in WWE, if there was only one world title, if they merged together the Universal in the WWE World Heavyweight title, and it was the only trophy worth fighting for, and you put it on Alicia Fox, right? Would that not be bad?
Would that not be
impossible for you to take seriously?
It probably would, yeah.
Notice I didn't say Asuka. I said Alicia Fox.
Yes.
Or, you know what? Forget the whole man-woman thing. Let's have one world title in WWE and put it on James Ellsworth. That's what we're talking about here. So, I was not a fan of it. I was most stunned that, like, nobody cared. As noted, I just got zero feedback on it. And after we talked about it, I got a couple of text messages from people that thought that it sucked, but I don't know. I was not a fan. There's a lot of things you can do. It's Lucha Underground. I understand there's dragons. I understand there's folks that travel through time. I understand there's a dude that's died repeatedly and come back to life and has 1,000 lives. But I cannot suspend my disbelief that Sexy Star, the only wrestler on the entire roster that I can think of that's worse than her, is Cobra Moon. She's the champion of, like, the whole universe. She's the champion of the universe and apparently time, because we have time travelers on this show, and dragons, man, and the whole nine yards. She's the champion of all of it, and I cannot buy it.
So literally a historically bad reign, then, if you look at it like that.
Yeah.
Now, these people that have contacted you and expressed the suckiness that is this match, did they complain about the match itself, or does it all come down to Sexy Star?
Okay. It all came down to Sexy Star. I'm not going to read them. They're just mean. I don't feel like being mean on this show. I'm just giving you my opinion. I have the right to my opinion.
Is she coming now that she is back in wrestling? Is she coming back with the mask on? I know she had demasked.
Dude, all I know is the first thing you see if you Google her is her without the mask. So I think that she's reinventing herself or something. I don't know.
So still not didn't even get the dollars for dropping the mask, which he's wearing now as the champion of time and space.
Well, she may wear it in Lucha Underground if they have another season. I don't know.
Hmm.
But yeah, I was not into it.
Guess I probably won't be watching this then, at least not anytime soon. From how it sounds, it doesn't need to fit on the schedule anytime soon. Well, did you see anything else that you actually liked yesterday?
I liked Aztec Warfare. I just thought the finish was stupid.
Well, I
know. I liked the match.
I
liked the show. There were a lot of things in the match that I thought that excited me. Like, man, we may get a Dr. Wagner Jr. versus Rey Mysterio singles match. You know how awesome that would be? I was excited for all sorts of things. And then Sexy Star won the world title, and I was like, I'm out of here. I mean, the show was over. And you know what? Let me say one other thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to repeat myself from last night's Brian Vinny show. If you want the full rundown, it's on there. But, I mean, listen. Okay, fine. You think Sexy Star is great. You think, like, she's really good and that she really is the fighter of this generation, which is what they called her. Okay, cool. So if you're going to do it, have her win with 5 minutes left on the show so that you have plenty of time for all of the wrestlers to come down to the ring and a confetti celebration and children crying and fans jumping in the ring and make it into a real big deal.
I don't want to see children anywhere near Lucha Underground.
They did it totally like Impact. There were two things on the show. There was the defeat of Matanza, where Matanza gets pinned clean in the middle. And granted, everybody hit a move on him, and then Ray hit his infrared or whatever. But, I mean, they beat him, and everybody freaked out, and it was not 5 seconds where all of a sudden they went to commercial. And then, Sexy Star at the end of the show, she wins the title. The fighter of this generation becomes the champion. And everybody cheers, and they go crazy, and they're panning the building. And then the show's off the air. I don't even think it was a minute. It may have been 30 seconds. I just don't understand the point of doing monumental things. But then I understand Lucha Underground doesn't do replays. That's cool. I understand what the show is. But whether they do replays or not, I mean, you should give it time to feel monumental. And when you do something, and there's a big pop, and the next thing you know, you're watching whatever the hell follows on El Rey. It's just another show or a commercial for Viagra or whatever. I mean, it takes away from the big moment, so to speak. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air.
This is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland.
Yes, Ryan.
I have a question about your shows that you do, because they're much like wrestling and what you've done, except they're the exact opposite. Your Wrestling Observer Live show went to a one-hour show. Did you see an increase in ratings or a decrease in ratings? Also, the After Dark Radio, should that decrease or increase when you went to a taped show?
Ratings, you say. Well, I mean, it's hard to say, Ryan. I mean, I don't think that Wrestling Observer Live has sunk in the ratings since going to 1 hour on Sunday, because it does replay immediately afterwards. And as far as After Dark, listen, I'm glad you called, Ryan, because a lot of people have been asking about After Dark and all of these other shows, and I'll just tell you right now, I would love for After Dark to be live with callers, but it's not possible right now. So it's a taped show, and there's nothing I can do about it. And it probably would be better if it were live and had callers and guests and everything like that. But at this point, it's just not possible. And it would take away from Wrestling Observer Live and all of the other shows on the Wrestling Observer website. So we do the best we can, but we can't do everything. I'm just a man.
I'll still do 2 hours sometimes. I have stamina.
All right, go for it. Back to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, Brian. This is Zach from Buffalo.
Yes, Zach.
Quick question for you, quick. I was just curious if you had any sort of, I know this is off topic, but if you had any sort of update on Shelton Benjamin and what he's been doing, because I know he got hurt a bit ago. I just don't recall what the recovery time on that was.
I don't think he's recovered yet, and I don't know what he's going to do. He was going to be coming to WWE because they did the draft, and they had the new talent initiative or whatever you want to call it, and he ended up having to get surgery right before he came in. And quite frankly, if I were Shelton Benjamin and I looked at the guys who have come back, I wouldn't come back. But that's just me.
Right.
Every single one of those guys that they brought back, just total jobbers.
And he's had a pretty good time working for Pro Wrestling Noah on behalf of Suzuki-gun over in Japan. So
now, granted, it is Noah, and he'd make a hell of a lot more money coming back to WWE. And he is getting older, so it probably would be the best thing for his pocketbook and his family. But as far as, like, the idea that he's going to come back and get a push, if I were him, I would be very skeptical.
So when he had gotten hurt, was he officially signed at the time? So does, like, WWE cover his injury? Is that kind of on its own terms?
I don't remember the circumstances. I don't know if he had been signed yet. I think he may have been doing his medicals, and it turned out that he needed shoulder surgery. Somebody will alert us here very quickly.
I think that's what happened there, too, and it was during the medicals. But I will say this, if WWE decided to throw in it all on the surgery, that'll answer the question on whether he comes back, even if it's for just a couple moments.
Right. Okay, awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks so much for the call. If you want to give us a call, open line Friday, 844-411-5411. Back in a moment with text messages as well. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI? Too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on Geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Mm. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Give us a call. Open line Fridays, toll-free, 844-411-5411. We'll get into some text messages here in a bit. That's 425-780-7566. Mike is at Sempervivi. I'm at Brian Alvarez. Sports Byline is at Sports Byline USA. To the phones, you're on the air. What's up?
This is at Ed Battis. E-D-B-A-T-T-E-S, your favorite Ed. Screw San Antonio and all the others. Just calling about the Lucha Underground, that since you finally caught up to it. Yeah, Sexy Star. I was thinking Ivelisse would be way better since she's has the legit MMA background and was in WWE. And I just don't get it.
I can think of a lot of guys.
They have always loved her some Sexy Star.
Who does?
They have always loved Sexy Star there.
Yeah, I don't know why. I'm baffled.
Exactly.
Like, do you watch the show?
Yeah.
Do you watch the matches that get taped? I mean, it's not like this is halfway through season one.
I know. Well, that's the season that I'm most familiar with.
We've watched 60 episodes of this. We should know by now. Anything else, Ed?
That's it. Just coming out of retirement because it's like Terry Funk, I'll never retire.
What'd you retire for anyway?
Oh, I owed a lot of money to my iPhone, and I didn't have an iPhone for a while.
You know, you can call toll free. Go find a payphone, dude.
No, it was a pay as you go phone. I couldn't do that.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
For a minute.
But hey, Ed, I'm glad you're back, and you are my favorite Ed. So thank you very much for the call. To the phones, you are on the air. What's going on? Hello there. Going once. Going twice. And you are gone. Look at how we do that on this show. I don't mess around. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, Brian, Mike. I don't know if you had the opportunity to catch the...
Hey, Dave. By the way, thanks for getting me yelled at on Observer Radio by asking that stupid question we've been asked
before.
That.
I'm sorry. I was like, I didn't realize Dave was that sensitive about it.
I don't remember it ever being asked. I was baffled.
Yeah, me neither.
Anyway,
now we
know.
What was this question?
The answer to a bunch of times.
The answer about the Zuffa on the copyright thing, even though they've been sold. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead, Dave.
I don't know if you had a chance to check out the absolute travesty that was Bigfoot Silva versus the random Russian Ivan guy.
Oh, man, I didn't see it, but I heard about it. I heard it was a massacre.
I don't know about massacre, but it was definitely a lot of Russian chicanery, so to speak. Bigfoot was getting worked over for a good two rounds, probably should have been stopped in the second, and then in the third round, Bigfoot basically knocks the guy's mouthpiece out with a massive uppercut, and immediately the ref jumps in to stop the fight because he knows that the Russian's about to get TKO'd. In the last minute or so, is just the Russian guy basically out on his feet, not even being able to walk, being supported by the ropes, and just gassed out. And I keep watching these big Russian events, and outside of the spectacle that is the mid-fight, or not mid-fight, but rather intermission parts, like, I don't know, I can't imagine why this is still legal there.
Dude, it's like you're talking about a movie from the 80s. It's almost 2017 and this stuff's going on.
There's a lot in Russia that's kind of like a Wild West show. It will take some time.
They just have those kids fighting in Chechnya.
It's just amazing that like people will go over there and fight knowing that this sort of thing happens. It's not the first thing. It's not the first time this has happened.
Yeah, not even for their health purposes. For the result is ridiculous.
Well, hey, it's not like crazy stuff doesn't happen in Japan. It's not even crazy stuff doesn't happen here in America. It's
here,
just a different kind of crazy.
Yeah, controversial decisions. It's just that some of the decisions over there have been obviously notable.
I mean, listen, we're sitting here talking about how we're so civilized, and my God, these Russians stopping it when a guy's mouthpiece got—I can't even believe it. Meanwhile, we have dudes that lose weight and then gain 40 pounds and go in there and virtually kill people. That's totally okay here in America. That's modern. It's lame.
No problem with that.
Yeah, give me a break. Thanks very much for the call, Dave. Really appreciate it. Thanks for getting me yelled at. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hi, Brian and Mike. I'm a fan of the show. I was wondering, with The Undertaker coming back and potentially wrestling more, if you guys thought that he might face AJ Styles? Because it seems like there's not a lot of faces on SmackDown right now.
We talked about this yesterday on the show. Somebody had the idea that the SmackDown team could lose and The Undertaker could blame AJ. And you do Undertaker versus AJ at a Royal Rumble. Undertaker becomes the champion. And then Undertaker takes the title to WrestleMania, where John Cena could have the match with The Undertaker and attempt to win the title for the 16th time. And you could even put someone's career on the line as well. So, yeah, they could do that. That'd be awesome.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much for the call. I hope they do it. I hope they do it so much that I'm going to be really mad if they don't. Because it's so easy. It's tailor-made. They've been talking about Undertaker versus John Cena at Mania for years. They've been teasing the John Cena 16th title win for like a year now. It's WrestleMania. The Undertaker is coming back again when last year he claimed he was going to retire. I mean, why can't you do John Cena versus Undertaker, title versus career, at WrestleMania? John breaks the record, Undertaker retires. It all makes perfect sense. And it ties into the SmackDown show this past Thursday night.
It does. And against whether it's AJ Styles or John Cena, those are your best chances for The Undertaker to do nothing. Actually, you'd probably be even better against John Cena because the personalities and history is so strong between those two guys, at least individually, maybe not against each other, but certainly individually, where, yeah, you won't need a whole lot of bells and whistles for that one. It's just, how many times do you keep wanting to beat The Undertaker in what looks like our career situations and then keep having him appear? Although, I guess with him, it doesn't matter, does it?
No. This person here, by the way, says, WWE did a promo for Shelton Benjamin, so he must have been signed.
They did do one, yeah, saying he was coming.
But that means
coming.
Nothing. I mean, James That's Ellsworth true. Has been all over television. He's beat the world champion twice he wasn't signed.
Well, and there's been blue
Think
pants.
About that.
There's been a handful of people, yeah, that have been up and down and through there and have not been signed. So, yeah, there you go.
This person says, is this the end of the Lucha Underground season? No, we're halfway through. There's another 24 episodes or something. There's a lot.
Didn't Aztec Warfare end the last two seasons? Or
no,
I...
that's Ultima Lucha.
Ultima, that's right, that's right. Although, you know what, too, that first season, as good as a couple of those things were, I still think the casket match, what did they call it, Grave Consequences?
Yeah.
I still think that was the best gimmick match they've had by far in their history. The first
I mean,
one.
They've had really good ones, but I mean, the first Aztec Warfare match was awesome. They've had a lot of good matches.
Yeah.
I don't have any problem with any of their matches. Well, most of them.
They have Sexy Star in them.
This person says, would you buy Awesome Kong as champion? Right now, no. But when Awesome Kong was at her absolute peak in TNA and running roughshod, the problem with Awesome Kong was she looked like a giant when she was in there with those really short, skinny girls. But if you would have put her like with the men, I mean, you can't buy it. She's
you know,
too small.
Yeah, but you know what? Mil Muertes is so short. If you would have kept him kind of away from everybody and kept her away from Buddy all year and you used all of the TV tricks that you had, once they finally actually met, I don't think the visual dynamic, you could have played it up that they are closer in height together. Now, granted, she, I believe, is still is much smaller, but you could have played that up a little bit better, I think.
I mean, listen. How many times do I have to say this? It's a broken record. It's not that she's a woman. It's that I can't buy it. Now, obviously, an aspect of that is, as a woman, she's like 115 pounds and tiny. I mean, that is an aspect of this right here. But, obviously, we're never going to see Chris Cyborg against some random 140-pound guy. But, I mean, when Ronda Rousey was at her absolute peak, if... I'm trying to think of who was like managed to become the 135-pound champion, but I, you know what? I'll put it this way. This is a terrible analogy. I don't even know why I'm bothering, but Michael Bisping, nobody thought he had any chance to beat Luke Rockhold. But Luke Rockhold went in there and he was cocky, and Michael Bisping beat him. And now every single person in that division is dying to get their hands on Michael Bisping because they think he's a weak champion and that he will be easily defeated. Now, if you had that scenario happen in the 145-pound male division, you had a person, just pick a random 145-pounder who nobody thinks could possibly be champion, If that guy happened to win the 145-pound title the same way that Michael Bisping did, and everybody was targeting him and thought, this guy's going to be easy to beat, he's lucky he became the champion at all, you could maybe convince me that a prime Chris Cyborg would knock that guy out in a fair fight. So, in that situation, yeah, I could believe that she could beat that guy. But you need a scenario like that. And the idea that Sexy Star is beating Mil Muertes, who, by the way, in grave consequences, last week beat Prince Puma. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Your floors are under attack, from overwatered plants to overflowing dog bowls. But the Home Depot has new water-resistant Pergo Outlast Plus laminate flooring starting at just $279 a square foot. So you and your floors get to fight back with 24-hour spill protection that stands up to liquids for a whole day without causing damage. The next generation of laminate flooring is Pergo Outlast Plus, starting at just $279 a square foot. Exclusively from the Home Depot. More saving, more doing, U.S. only.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Dave yesterday, WrestlingObserver.com, wrote, regarding the story on the WWE Network and their marketing plans in the new Observer, WWE has said that not everybody who cancels will be offered a free month. The policy is that if you cancel the subscription and you have never received a free month in the past, you will be offered a free month. We are told the policy is that if you have in the past received a free month, that offer will not be given.
They put more thought into the storylines behind who is going to get a free month and who is not than compared to what they actually put out as a product on television, and they're not even getting that right.
This person here says, will Prince Puma ever sign with WWE? I don't know.
Maybe.
He might not. My baby's out there answering questions.
Aww.
With Lana being added to Total Divas, I saw a clip of her not using her accent and was told she doesn't.
The one in the sauna? Ooh.
I haven't seen that one. Yeah. Do you think this could kill her character on Raw? No. The claim is that she is taking on an American accent for the television show, but she's really, she has that accent in real life. That's what she
claims. Have you ever seen Rusev talk?
Yeah.
At some point in their careers, they're going to be like the Florida Panhandle family or something like that. I cannot see them keeping this up forever with Rusev and Lana, not with the...
Sure they can.
I guess they could.
30 years before I knew Kamala could speak. And I only figured that out because he did an album and he sang.
What was it like, Abdullah the Butcher? I guess you had seen him talk, because in Japan he would always talk and things like that. That was on tape. But was that still something to sit across from him and listen to him actually talk?
It wasn't the talking I was worried about. It was the fork.
In that forehead.
Honest to God, I told this guy so many times, because I was getting married. Let me think about the timeline. I think it was actually about 3 or 4 months away from getting married, but I told him it was next weekend, because I was hoping there was a shred of humanity and he would not carve me up before my wedding photos. I honestly thought if this guy were a little faster and a little younger, he'd have forked me before this was all said and done. This person says, what payphones? Don't even tell me there are no payphones. I know there are a few of them.
I think in a lot of areas there are no payphones because for many reasons. But, yeah, they have gotten rid of a lot of those.
I was just reading last night about phones because I'm an audio geek. And I was thinking back to the mid-80s. Some of you will remember this if you're older. Some of you youngsters are just won't even believe your ears when you hear this. But there was a day where there weren't cell phones, and you had to have a landline with copper wire and a headset. Like, the phone was ergonomically designed to fit your head. Not like this flat panel that we got today on these cell phones. And Sprint in the mid-80s had a commercial that some of you will recall, you can hear a pin drop. Mm-hmm. Because the call quality on these landline phones was so good that you could hear a pin drop. Now, I can't even hear where people are from, much less a pin dropping. Hate these cell phones. We need to get HD voice working soon.
Oh, God, look at you. And then Google has stopped with their gimmick, so... You may be a long way off.
What do you mean their gimmick? What are you talking about? Google Voice is done?
Well, then they got the Google Voice, but they've given up on their internet service. So that's never a good sign there, since you package all those things together.
See.
But I wonder if it'll actually grow legs and keep going. Oh, by the way, when it comes to women, do you have a stance on Kimberly? Now, that would make more sense. Princess Kimberly and Chikara. This is something you could wrap your brain around a little bit more.
I need to see the Princess Kimberly versus Max Smashmaster match where she beat him. Then I'll make a determination on whether or not it was believable.
You think Ed will call in today? Because I know he's doing some 90-minute gimmick on Shimmer tonight on his show. But do you think he'll call in, or is he banned, banning himself?
If he banned himself for trying to break the rules, then that's his prerogative.
Okay.
Because
sure
the rules are very clear. And the rules, listen... There's no point in having rules if you're just going to make exceptions, especially for a guy who's going to be all... Anyway, to the phones. You're on the air. What's up? Kenny, you're on the air. Dude, Kenny, I'm going to count to three, and if you don't answer, I'm going to ban you. I know this phone. I know this horrible phone right here.
A one.
I was just talking about these horrible cell phones.
A two.
Kenny.
Three.
Give me a break. I mean, come on. Get with the program, people. This person says, do you think that with a Mickey James coming in for TakeOver, that WWE would give Nick Aldis a shot? I would.
Why not?
Yeah. I don't know if they
honestly,
will or not, but
that is really more than anything. It's why not? You know, bring him to Florida, see what he could do, or whatever it would be. Yeah, I mean, really, why not? And Jim, I am surprised that Jim said there was a 50-50 chance with Mickey James that she may win the belt. Either way,
Mike, I wouldn't just be careful.
I know. Either way,
listen,
I hope
I'm not
Mickey
saying
James...
it's 50-50, but it's not 100-0. I'll tell you that right now.
Hey, and fair enough with that. And I would hope for women's wrestling's sake in that company that would happen, because there's always somebody, you know, there's always a space for somebody with the experience and as good as Mickey James is, especially when you compare her to the rest of the women on your roster. She could be very much needed to either in NXT to help along your next stars like Ember Moon. She could be on both either NXT or WWE, either brand, to help some of the women like a Carmella or somebody, Alexa Bliss, that has been called up to those rosters. So if she happens to stick around, and if Magnus gets a job out of it, great, but if she happens to stick around, I don't think anybody can complain about that.
All right, so this person here says, why does it feel like this NXT takeover does not have the same hype as the other takeovers? Usually hardcore fans brag that a takeover card is better than the main roster card, but for some reason this one in Toronto, not many people are clamoring for it. Well, number one, Goldberg and Brock Lesnar is a way bigger match than anything on this takeover show, and it's not even close. I don't know how the match is going to be, but they've done an amazing job promoting it. The other thing is, when you really look at this card, I mean, there's a reason that nobody is talking about this like they are other takeover shows. We got Shinsuke Nakamura and Samoa Joe for the title. Now, I'm sure it's going to be really good. But their first match, I know a lot of people thought it was like a great 4.5-star match, but I didn't see that. I thought it was good. I thought it was really missing something. And I'm not like super excited to see this one. I mean, hopefully it blows me away and I'm like, that was one of the best matches I've seen all year. Maybe it will. But the first one was missing something. And so I've seen the match, and it was missing something. And so for me, I don't know about everyone else, but for me, I'm not, like, filled with excitement for this match. Asuka and Mickey James. I mean, Mickey James hasn't wrestled in a long time, certainly in WWE. I think the last I saw of her, she was thrown off train tracks and hit by a train or something wacky in TNA. I mean, maybe it's going to be good. Maybe it's not going to be good. I don't know. But you don't look at it and just think this is going to be one of the blow-away women's matches of the year. Maybe it will be, but you don't look at it and think that. Bobby Roode, Ty Dillinger. I love Ty Dillinger, but this is not a match where, my God, I need to make sure that I have the WWE Network subscription all ready to go, because I cannot miss this one. The Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic. This is the second year that they've done the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic. And the first year, it was Finn Balor and Samoa Joe winning over Baron Corbin and Rhino. Now, granted, that's not like the best team in the world, Baron Corbin and Rhino, but Finn Balor and Samoa Joe is a great team, and they won. This year, we have got TM61, who have totally not lit the world on fire in NXT, and the Authors of Pain, whose gimmick is that they're big. It's a WWE 80s gimmick. I'm not into it. Paul Ellering is inside a shark cage, by the way, because of all the interference that he's done of late. I mean, do they even know why a guy gets put in a damn shark cage?
He should, because he's probably there, because he was the one who gave him the tape for the
I know,
Tommy
but if
Rich
you're
going
to put someone in a shark cage, he needs to interfere in every match for like 6 months.
I know. Hey, look, even if times were great in NXT right now, this on paper is not, I mean, this does not compare to other takeover shows.
Well,
so
we do have the Revival and Gargano and Ciampa. I want to throw
that
in there.
And that's going to be,
that will be great.
That will be great, absolutely. And it's not like there's not good stuff on it. It's not like NXT does not put out pretty good stuff every week. It's just, it is certainly flat right now, and the way they have called people up, they have not, those voids have not been filled as well as they probably would have liked yet, and that even includes on the women's side. Because I was hoping Ember Moon would be, again, it's tough because they're trying to keep her and Asuka apart. But even, you know, how she has gotten over, I thought she was going to have more buzz behind her. But there's just not buzz behind really anything right now there, which is really kind of too bad.
This person says, if you hate mid-card titles now, did you hate it when there were 4 mid-card titles in 2000 and 2001? Yes.
Yeah, actually, yes.
to the phones. You're on the air.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Mike. Thank you for taking my call. Quick question for you, Brian. Can we get a little more of the teases you've been kind of leading up the past couple of days about what big angle they're supposed to be doing in Survivor Series?
I don't have any idea. I just know that I got a lot of notes from Survivor Series, and allegedly there is a big angle that's taking place there. Probably something that will lead to something in WrestleMania. I have no idea what it is.
Okay, well, what would your, both of you guys, what would your speculation be?
Well, listen, I still am into the idea of something involving Undertaker and AJ Styles to lead to that whole scenario at WrestleMania, and I will not quit until I get it.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
Better than NXT coming up.
Yeah, and listen, there's a lot of things about Sunday that we don't know, such as, okay, Goldberg was brought in for one match. Goldberg, in his promo, claimed it was his last match. Meanwhile, Goldberg has been absolutely awesome. They've booked him perfectly. And there's no way you can convince me that fans would not want to see him do another match against a big star at WrestleMania. And so, one would presume that the plan from day one is that Goldberg was going to lose. I think it's very clear that somebody's going to run in. I think it's very clear who that person would be. And if you really think about it, you can figure it out. But are they going to do something that would set up for a match with Goldberg at WrestleMania? Maybe they will, maybe they won't. I don't know what they're thinking about Goldberg. I mean, Goldberg, I think we mentioned this, but he said he tweaked his shoulder, which to me thinks he did some real damage to his shoulder, because if he just tweaked it, he wouldn't mention it. But Goldberg has a shoulder injury from doing an angle, which means he's probably going to take a thrashing on Sunday from Brock Lesnar one way or the other. No matter how safe you are with Lesnar, he's throwing around a 49-year-old man who hasn't wrestled in 12 years. I mean, he's going to get hurt. I mean, maybe there isn't even an option for him to do another match. So there's a lot of questions, but one way or the other, I think it's a safe bet that something big's happening on Sunday.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks for taking my call, and you guys have a good day.
All right, thanks so much for the call. Look at that. You do Open Line Fridays, and we get all sorts of great calls.
Because Ed hadn't called in.
Person says, just as a follow-up, why do you hate mid-card titles? I feel like I always miss your explanation. Well, let me try to explain it this way, with another amazing analogy. Once a year, we have Christmas. And starting in mid-November, all of the stores, or mid-October somewhere, all of the stores put up their Christmas decorations, and then we get a whole bunch of sales, and then we get all these numbskulls going to the mall. And it's just a complete madhouse. And it's the big holiday of the year. And the kids go crazy. Everybody's happy. And then it's over. Now, if you had Christmas every month, it wouldn't be special anymore. And the world title should be a prize that you strive for. And when you have five singles titles, it takes away from the main title being special. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply. Promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Ah, Brian here. He says the angle at Survivor Series is not going to lead to a match at Mania, but Royal Rumble for The Undertaker. I said that 10 times on 2 shows over the last 48 hours. What show are you listening to? Pro Wrestling Unlimited here also said, there's a video of Goldberg daring Brock to elbow him like Brock did to Orton. Oh, God. Oh, Lord.
Goldberg would be all for it, wouldn't he?
Let's not do that, okay?
Right in front of his son.
Can we not kill each other?
Think they'll say that, too? Right in front of his wife and kid.
I want to see two guys beating each other up, but I want it to be fun, where I don't actually think that one of them's going to die. That's the point of this business. I shouldn't be in fear. I shouldn't want to turn the channel out of horror. What else do we have here? Goldberg versus Undertaker at Mania. Yeah, you could do it. Dude, you could do anything with Goldberg. You could do anything. Well, not
except,
anything.
Except Sting. Can't do that one anymore.
You could do Goldberg versus James Ellsworth. Because everyone's doing the Ellsworth chant right now like they do for Goldberg. Can you imagine? I'd pay for it.
Can you imagine bringing back another Maryland legend, much like Ellsworth is, and bring back Goldberg?
Oh, man. All right, everybody. With that, we're out of here. Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline at USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, etc. The schedule is up at sportsbyline.com. You can listen to commercial-free replays as a subscriber at WrestlingObserver.com or the replay every day free at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. I want to thank Mike, as always, all of the callers and listeners. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.